Within the vast expanse of imagination, and in the endless possibilities of the future, there lie countless stories to be told. These are the tales of science fiction, adventures of deep space and dystopias, and of aliens and automatons. Now join us, as we look to the stars and the unknown, as we travel beyond skies. Today's episode, Those Who Remain, a glass planet story, a tale of the past, if things had been very different. A note about what you're going to hear. Beyond the skies that we know lie 1,000 species and 10,000 languages. Many of the characters in this story speak alien languages, but for you, dear listener, we have translated their words to your English. Today's story takes place in 1933, just a few horrifying months after a historic broadcast was aired across the whole of planet Earth.
This just in, people of Earth. A tragedy has occurred today in Paris. Flying crafts from an alien planet have come to Earth with the intent to destroy and have succeeded in doing so in the French capital of Paris. We as a planet are at war with an enemy we do not understand. It is imperative that you remain calm and continue with your daily lives. Do not panic. Above all, we need to forge ahead with the strength of the human spirit that has brought our species to today. Stay tuned for updates as we learn more about this situation.
How is it morning already?
Good morning.
I barely slept. What day is it?
Today is Galactic Standard 156.
And the time?
Division 3.7.
So, probably December 8th, around midnight back home on Earth. That explains a lot.
I do not understand the query.
Sorry, I didn't mean to confuse you.
I do not understand the query.
I know, we do this every morning.
I do not understand the query.
I just don't care. I gotta get to work. That's all I'm good for, anyway. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. I didn't... Pardon. Sorry, sir. I didn't...
Mind your place.
Laboratory.
You can do this. Another day working for Jarnex. It's just like back home. It's all you got. So might as well make the most of it. Docking bay.
Docking bay. 406.
Earthling, you're late again.
Sorry, Cynthia. Didn't you say I should be here at Division 3.12?
You clearly do not understand how basic time works. Welp, Jarnax may like you, but I do not share his sympathy.
It won't happen again, sir. Activate portable load lifter.
Gravitational disruptor loading. Portable load lifter activated. Please remember to use caution when lifting and carrying objects. Mind your surroundings, and do not carry objects over other beings.
Damn! Give me that other spanner. No.
Is that another human?
The other one.
Why are you stopping, Earthling?
Is that another Earthling over there?
Could be. She's not your concern until your shift is over, Pildfelder.
I knew there weren't many of us left, but I never expected to see one here.
The time is division 6.4. End of shift.
Finally, deactivate personal load lifter.
Gravitation.
Emergency shutoff. I don't care. Right now.
Deactivated.
Hey there. Are you human? I'm Joaquin Hernandez. I'm from Earth. I used to live in Chicago. My friends call me Jack.
Gods, someone's a rambler. You look like you've had it rough.
I never thought... How are you here? Is this ship yours?
Look, I'm not looking for any type of crew.
I'm not... What?
I work solo. No partners anymore.
But I'm a human. You're a human. Don't you want to, you know, at least talk?
Not really. What good does talking do?
Where were you when it happened? Where are you from?
Far away. Probably even 1,000 miles from where you lived.
Well, sure, but we're here now. I haven't seen someone from Earth in, gosh, a few months. Not since I was in the camps, for sure.
And all of them are probably dead now, too. I've heard it before, boy. You got lucky. Got out, probably just end up being someone else's slave.
I guess, yeah. You're right. Fine. Well, best of luck, then.
Boy.
Yeah?
Station bar on level 6 at Division 7. You're buying, and you get a conversation.
Oh, yes. That's great. I'll see you then. Another human. Maybe there's some hope for us yet. Hello again. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Isula? Isula Kubeka. You're Pang, right?
Okay.
So, you're working for Janex.
Yeah, he found me as a stowaway on one of his freighters and gave me a job. What about you?
I learned how to fix broken things. Janex took notice of me and got me working on ships for Kinecorp.
What'll it be?
Do you drink?
Is it alcohol?
Close enough. Just get him what I'm having. God knows what's actually in it, but at least it helps.
Thanks, friend.
So, where were you?
Chicago, United States. It was 5:30 my time, and I had just gotten a drink at a bar called the Bierkopf. Gosh, what I would give for a beer. Some guy came in off the street yelling about how Paris was under attack. We all thought Hitler had finally done it. He said something about it being aliens from outer space. No one believed him until the bartender turned on the radio. I forget pieces of the rest of the night. It turned into a blur after the bartender decided that the world was ending and money didn't matter anymore. Not my finest moment, I guess. What about you?
I'm from Cape Town, in South Africa. My husband worked in a mine and I cleaned clothes. It's amazing to think what used to matter. I hated cleaning clothes. Now I just wear this jumpsuit. My neighbor came over and nearly beat down the door. She was screaming that we were all gonna die. I already thought she was crazy. But then I saw families running out of the city carrying whatever they could. It still doesn't seem real sometimes.
How did you get off world?
I had a bag packed. Told myself we were gonna follow the crowd as soon as Emile came home. But he never did. I must have listened to that broadcast 1,000 times. I went to find him. When I got to the mine, someone had cut the cable to the shaft. I wonder if it was easier for him than it was for me. But I sat by the mine for days. I must have fallen asleep at some point, because I woke up hearing a low hum moving fast over the horizon.
The Bell Uter?
It was one of their transports, looking for anyone they could help. I thought I had truly lost it. I still do not know how they found me. They spoke my language. They told me to join them. The transport went up. There was a blur of stars, and I woke up in a refugee camp over on Hapla 5. What's next for you, then?
I'm not really sure yet. Just trying to stay alive, I think.
Those look like humans, unless my sore eyes are mistaken. And ain't we the finest looking species that I've ever seen? Say, what's your story, friend? I'm Dash Rider, hero of Earth and captain of the United Nations Planetary Defense Corps.
I didn't know the Defense Corps was still around. Sorry, I'm Jack Hernandez. This is Isula...
Oh, we're still flying and fighting the good fight for the people of Earth. Once we heard about Washington being gone and Roosevelt not making it out in time, we knew the battle back home was over. Me and the boys grabbed the last few birds, flew off past the moon and into the black. We even took down a cruiser on our way out. Say, what does it take for a fella to get a drink around here?
Ah, sorry. He'll have the same as us. Sorry. Thanks.
Much obliged, okay. Ugh, now what the heck is in this concoction?
Does it matter?
Well, if it works, I'll take another. Ooh, tastes awful, though. Man, what are the chances that I would find another two humans out here on the edge of nowhere?
I don't care about those chances. I see you, Jack. You still owe me a drink.
I should probably go, too.
Hold it there, Jack. Say, how long are you on this balloon? It really is nice to see another familiar face.
Not sure. I've got a job loading ships, but the guy that hired me is only in the region for a couple dozen cycles. After that, who knows?
Sounds like you're stuck here until the right crew of people snatches you up.
I mean, I'm making my way out here. I've done a lot better than a lot of other people.
Sure you are, kid. But you could do more. Should be more. Look, the Corps, we've been stationed here for a couple days. We're always on the lookout for more people. Times are tough, you know?
I'm not a fighter, Dash. I appreciate the offer, but I don't think that's me.
I get it. Say, you let me know if you change your mind, okay?
I'm sure we'll see each other again. And I've had a long day. See you around, Dash.
Docking Bay 406.
Ah, did the scum learn to tell time?
Something like that. Is she here again today?
I hope not. She distracts you and costs me credits.
Kotzbacher.
Isula, hey!
Back to work, Peelfelder.
Ugh. If I could just... Oh, she saw me. Hey!
I said back to work. Lady Earth scum. No wonder your planet is dust.
Hey, Isula.
Hey, Jack. Just the man I wanted to see.
Oh, hey. Hang on, I gotta...
Say, I was thinking, we could use good pilots. You seem like a bright guy. Your friend, Azula, right? She should join up, too. We could use some good pilots and crew. What do you and your friend think?
I don't know. It's not really my thing, you know? And I barely even know Isula. I can't speak for her.
Oh, come on. You two are among the last humans out here with any guts, and we are so close to dropping a blow that will stop this war. It is what everyone back home would want.
Wait, are you serious? It would end the war?
Just about. We have them on the run. We just need a few more pilots for the mission to end it all.
I don't know how to fly. Even if I wanted to, I wouldn't be any help.
Oh, it's easy. That's what you're worried about? Come on. I'll tell you a secret. These birds do most of the flying for you. You just tell her where to go and what to shoot.
I just don't think Isula would be interested.
Forget her. What about you? She seems content on her own. This is your chance, Jack. Your time to be a hero. Think about everyone you love back home. Apple pie. Baseball. Your parents. Did you have a sister? Think about her and what those monsters did. We can make a real difference here and now. Picture it. Jack Hernandez, Avenger of Earth.
That's quite the picture you see.
I know it is, kid. And you're the star. You and me, just one mission, the last one ever, and you go down in history. What do you think?
Truly, though. What about Isula? She's a human.
And she'll be fine. She's strong.
Why am I even considering this? I'm no hero.
Life is already weird, kid. You might as well make something out of it. What do you think you're gonna do for the rest of your life? Load alien fish guts onto some ship for some guy? I bet you already did that back in the States, and see where it's got you. Nowhere. Just the same job in space.
Yeah,
We take off in 0200 hours. Earth time. Set your watch and meet me at the Hangar 84. The man who avenged Earth.
So, did you tell that cocky crackpot to shove it?
Well...
You can't be serious. I know his type. That man is completely crazy.
They need me.
No, they really don't. He just wants more bodies for his endless wars. There's no end to this. There will always be something else.
I need to do this. All my life I've just been another guy, part of the crowd. This is my shot.
Is he the one who told you that?
No, I know it.
Okay, boy.
Isula, wait. Why don't you come with us? Surely this means something to you.
I hope you find it, Joaquin. Whatever it is you're looking for.
I hope this is the right place.
Hangar Bay 84.
Hey, Dash, this your lost puppy?
Hey, Jack, you made it. Know Azula?
Yeah, Isula and I split ways. Jeez, there's a ton of people here.
Better believe it, kid. Nearly 30. All here to give them hell and win this thing. Welcome to the United Earth Defense Corps. This is Leona McNamara. Leona, Jack.
Dash is number one and the only one he lets work on Betsy. A pleasure, Jack.
Joaquin. Joaquin Hernandez. The new guy, I guess. But yeah, everyone calls me Jack.
I like him. He's cute. Let me know if you need anything, new guy.
All right, come with me, kid. I've got a ship prep for you.
You seriously think I can fly one of these? I didn't even drive a car back in Chicago.
You'll be fine. Here, get in and I'll show you what to do. We're taking off soon. When the Allied aliens, the Belyuter, gave Roosevelt and the Eggheads the tech to make these, they made it as easy as possible. They assumed that we weren't very bright. It's kind of insulting, but it worked out in our favor. You see the lever on your left?
Yeah.
That's your speed. Forward is go, backwards is stop. The throttle is in front of you, and it has a button. If you want to shoot, that's how you do it.
Gotcha. What about landing? Taking off?
Button on top of the throttle takes care of it for you.
All right. Seems easy enough. What about the other buttons?
I'll explain those later. Look, I believe in you, kid. We're wheels up in a few. Z has the two-seater, so you'll ride with him on this one, but we'll get you trained up good and proper later.
Okay. This is the right decision, right? Do you think I can do this?
You're gonna love it. I promise. Now, I think I ought to introduce you to some of the crew. Hey, Violet. This here's Jack.
Hey, new guy. Nice to meet you.
It's good to meet you, too.
Looking forward to getting back out there, Dash?
You better believe it.
That's the spirit.
And this fella here is Z.
It's Zhe.
Gesundheit. This is the new guy, Jack. He'll be your gunner.
Hey, Jack. Why am I always stuck with the trainees?
Suck it up, Z. He's with you until we get planet side. We ready, gang? Get to your ships and wait for my signal.
Oh my gosh. This is happening.
Just hold on and don't touch anything.
Ladies and gentlemen, soldiers of Earth, today we reclaim what's ours. Today we strive to end the war that took away our home. Today we strike at the heart of the aliens that murdered our families. We'll engage the enemy cruisers and give them hell. Our target is the command freighter, but you take out every bastard in a starfighter you can. Let's make this count and end it all.
Wait, we're going into battle now? But I thought there's gotta be some time. At least a day or two for me to learn.
You got this, kid. I believe in you.
But...
Fall in behind me.
You ever go through slip before?
Wait, what's slip? Ah! What was that? I felt like my guts were being ripped through my face.
Aw, baby's first slip shock.
Don't puke. I just cleaned up back there after my last co-pilot got her brains right out.
Warm up and focus up, folks. Our target is that freighter there. Fire at the engine column on the stern and we can disable her.
This is what attacked us? Doesn't look like what I remember.
Do it, soldier. Fall in formation.
Nice shot, Z. Form up on me, Vi. Good. We'll take another pass and I'll signal the boarding party.
Roger that.
Wait, boarding party? What boarding party? What have I gotten myself into?
Cut the chatter, kid.
Dash, we've got a problem. Six capital ships at point two. Dropping fighters.
We're really doing this with a new guy?
Damn. Okay, I thought we had longer. We can protect the boarding crew as long as they're quick.
Engaging Akir fighters. Coming in hot.
Z, Jack, I need you to stick with the rest of them and distract those cruisers. Leona and I are going to fly defense around the boarding party. Bye, can you try and stick with them?
Look, I'm good. I'm not that good. Hang on. I've got one on my...
Violet, look out!
Dash, we're getting slaughtered out here.
Just hold on a little longer, gang. We're almost there. I've got one on my tail. I cannot die today.
We're coming in. Almost there.
I'm nearly in range.
Almost there.
I can't shake him!
There we go. Firing! Did it! Oh, hey, Dash is trying to reach me on the private channel.
That was too close. Thanks, kid. Maybe I'll owe you one sometime.
Oh, it's no problem, Dash. Really, don't mention it.
Yeah, I don't think I will. All right, gang. We got what we came for, now let's ship on out of here. Form up on me and brace for slip. Call in. Who did we lose?
Violet, Samson, and Phillips. That was close, even for you, Dash.
Talk about that later. This is home, kid. New Washington. Everyone, follow me in for landing.
Dang. Feels like forever since I've been to a new planet. Hey, what the devil was that? Was that the last battle? Because it sure feels like we got our butts handed to us just to loot some small freighter.
Leona, can you deal with him? I need to tell the general what we saw. Z, with me.
Look, Jack, Dash wasn't entirely honest with you. There was a ground crew as well. And we're close. What we were supposed to find on that freighter would change the course of everything.
Freighter? What?
We were a diversion.
But why?
It's easier to go into battle hoping to save the world and be a hero.
But I...
It's fine, kid. You did great.
Doesn't feel that way.
It will after we use what we got. It's a weapon more powerful than anything the Yakir have.
What's a Yakir? I thought that was supposed to be a finishing blow.
The Yakir are the Empire that destroyed Earth. They have control over that section of the galaxy and are hell-bent on finding their god or something like that. No problem dusting planets while they search. Our only hope to stop them is to find this weapon, and we had intel that would be on that freighter.
Wait, why are we the only ones trying to fight back? Aren't there trillions of beings in the galaxy? I saw so many different types in the camps, all refugees like me, let alone everyone at the space station.
They're scared, cowards. Doesn't matter. There's been a peace throughout the five empires of the galaxy for the last 1,000 years, and no one wants to be the one to break it.
What? Aren't these Yakir attacking planets?
Everything they've destroyed is within their own territory and jurisdiction. Technically, harvesting resources from their own uncivilized planets is well within their rights.
But we were civilized?
Didn't we have space travel? Ray guns? We may as well be ants in a forest marked for lumber to everyone else.
But what about the Bel-Uter? Didn't they help us fight?
Sure, they offered some technology and snuck some refugees off-planet, but they stuck their necks out doing that. If they did anything more, it'd be seen as an act of war, and the galaxy would fall into turmoil with trillions of beings sent to die.
That doesn't... That's horrible.
That's why we had to find that weapon. We are the only ones actively holding up a resistance.
I guess so. But why didn't Dash tell me that before? Why did he lie?
No one out there can know about the weapon. If the Yakir knew that it still existed, They'd do anything to find it, and all would be lost. Now that you're here, we need you to stay with us and hold the secret. Humanity depends on it.
That's immense.
So was the death of our planet and everyone we loved.
Yeah, it was. It is.
So you're in?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in. This is important.
Glad to have you aboard. Welcome to the United Earth Defense Corps.
This has been Beyond Skies. Those Who Remain, A Glass Planet Story, was written by J. Allen Heise. Featured in the cast were Nick Koss as Jack Hernandez, Grace Wiggins as Isula Kubeka, Josiah Score as Dash Rider and Cincia, with Shan Egan as Leona McNamara, Noah Smith as Zhu Chen and the bartender. The Alarm Bot and Violet Williamson were played by Hannah Jordan. The Station Bot was performed by Jonathan Heise. Radio Broadcaster was played by H. Wiggins. We hope you have enjoyed listening. Beyond Skies can be found on Spotify, Apple Music, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you have any questions regarding the program, feel free to email us at beyondskiespodcast@gmail.com or visit our social medias on Facebook and Instagram at Beyond Skies Podcast. Tell your friends about us, and we'll see you in the stars.